Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is!
She is so hot, sassy, sexy, fluffy.
Your host for tonight with LaCrutch Hart.
You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network. Let's talk about matters of the heart. Broadcasting live from the streets of New York, Brooklyn, stand up!
And now, you've got yourself something funky.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another awesome episode of Not On Purpose Talk Radio. I am the hostess for tonight, Miss LaCrutch Hart. And definitely ready for tonight's show. Okay, I'm lying. I was sleepless now. Waking up. Anyway, you know how we do on this show. We keep it funky. We keep it adult. We keep it grown. We keep it sexy. We keep it controversial. And we welcome everybody to the line, as always. And over on my right side, it's the lady with the golden voice. How you doing, Miss Shantae?
Hey, cousin. How are you?
I'm doing well, cousin. How are you tonight?
I am good. Excited. Just ready to go.
Ready to go? That's good, because I'm ready to go, too. Big shout out to Rondo. Rondo just hit me up, you know, big shout out to Rondo. Rondo's kind of cute, though. Just going to say that. Throw that out there. Big shout out to Rondo. Anyway, it's going to give people time to come in and join the conversation. But it's been a whole week. I just seen you today. How was the weekend? How was all that?
Everything was cool. You know, I went back to work. So I was back at work, you know, all weekend long. So I've just been relaxing and trying to recoup. So what you been up to during this week?
My week was kind of slow. I got stood up twice.
Oh, no!
Yeah, by the same guy that stood me up the week, like 2 weeks before.
Oh, Lord.
He came back, he told me he was feeling me. You know, he gave me the okey-doke. I'm not even going to lie, I fell for the okey-doke. He was feeling me, liked me, all this good stuff, you know. He said he was going to come to Brooklyn and scoop me up. All right, fine, day, you know. So Saturday come. Mind you, I didn't ask him. He said that he was coming. I didn't ask him to come see me. He said he was coming. He wanted to make up for the time before. Saturday come. I ain't talked to him since. Saturday,
wow.
And, you know. It was like 11 o'clock at night. I called him. He didn't answer the phone. He texted me, "I'm going to call you back." I was like, "Nah, buddy, don't even think about doing that. Good night."
Ain't no one got time for that.
It'd be different if I was reaching out and, you know what I mean? Like, if I was coming at you and for whatever reason, but twice? Come on, bro. It's not even that serious. This is the one I told you that left me at the bus stop for 2 hours.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, y'all remember that conversation.
Nah.
Yeah. I was like, but I got the text message. I'm feeling you. I'll be with you. Da, da, da. And then I get this weird old, I don't know, man. They like the internet version of me, I guess. I don't know. They like that internet persona. Then when it comes to IRL, it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Big shout out to Max and Mushy because they both in my bed right now looking at me like, hurry up.
Max and Mushy, yeah.
Max and Mushy, they in the bed looking at me right now like, hurry up, ruin my spot. You know, I get in the chair, they get in the chair. I get in the bed, they get in the bed. And, you know, they follow me. I go to the bathroom, they come to the bathroom. I go in the kitchen, they come into the kitchen. Like, really, kids? But you know what? Overall, it was okay because I cooled out. Me, Max, and Lucy stayed in here, and we binge watched something on Prime Video. I don't know. Excuse me. So, that was me and my weekend. Whatever.
Okay.
We over that. It's very light work. Very light work. I have not given up yet. I'm going to find somebody hopefully soon. I'm on a prowl now.
Really?
But anyway, yeah, I'm on a prowl now. I'm trying not to be that bitter chick, though.
Well, don't be the bitter chick. Let's not do that.
I'm not trying to be a bitter chick. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be in that category. I don't want to be the bitter chick in that category. Fuck all men. I don't want to do all that.
Yeah, don't do that. That's
like,
not what we need to do.
Right. It's a bittersweet relationship I have with men. Bittersweet. Women is sweet, men is bitter, you know. I can only speak for myself. Yeah, I'm going to put that out there. I'm only speaking from my experience. I'm only speaking for myself. I'm not man bashing. I've been told that I've done that a few times on the show where I male bash. And I'm not male bashing. I'm just speaking on my experience alone.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. What?
I don't even know how to take that, but okay.
What? I don't know. When it gets to women, when it comes to women voicing their opinions and talking on a platform like this, and there's another woman agreeing with her, and all of a sudden she's beating up on men, she don't love black men, she don't love herself, and the argument goes on and on and on. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah,
I have a calling line.
We love God.
I have a calling line. Yeah, like it goes, it gets deep. Like when it comes to like a platform like this, and we're just talking, and we're having girl talk or whatever, or another female call in, and we're speaking on something, we'll say something. The guy gets their panties in a bunch, boo. And I've always invited y'all up, guys. And y'all hear something y'all don't like, y'all want to elaborate on, y'all want us to clarify, by all means, give us a call. The lines are always open, 515-602-9725. Even if you just want to say hi, how you doing? 515-602-9725. Just press the number 1, and we'll know that you want to jump into the conversation, because that's all we have is adult conversations. That's our, you know, that's our little tagline right there. Adult conversations. It's just us sharing our, you know, thoughts, experiences, and everything that goes in between that. Okay, so tonight we're going in depth mask identity. We're past the 6 month mark since the outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic, since quarantine, since the millions of deaths, since anxiety is on the rise, since the beginning of the new year, 2020, we're past the 6 month mark. And we just want to touch base, like, what does this new mass life look for you, having to remember to go out with it, to keep one in your pocket, to keep one in your purse, to keep one in your shoe. Like, it's getting serious out here. You know, I told you my experience not too long ago. I was late for work. I ran down to catch Uber, and she locked the doors on me. She literally, bitch, can you put your mask on, please? Are you kidding me? Like, I'm standing in the middle of the street, and I got stuff in my hand, and the mask is just dangling on my fingers, and she really, click, click. I'm like, what? And I couldn't get the mask open up fast enough for to put on my face. But this is our new reality. You know, this is what we're going through. Right. At work, too, you know, people walking in and out. We're dealing with clients. You know, both of us, we have jobs where we're dealing with other people unknown to us, you know, that come in, that come out. You know, I don't even go into the office 5 days a week. I go in three. You know, like our schedules change, our hours change. You know, some of us don't even have jobs to go back to. You know, so it's a lot going on in 2020. And I just wanted to take this show just to touch up on it. How you say you just went back to work yourself. You were client-based all the way through because doing a full-time job, and then you have a part-time job as well.
Yeah, so we've kept going this whole time. You know, we didn't stop anything. But one of the big things that we did do is, you know, we changed. We've cut down on staff coming to the office. I had to sign some staff office hours. It's really virtual. Like, the way we do a lot of things have completely changed, you know. We're not able to see people face-to-face, and some of my staff seriously struggle with not being able to see their coworkers face-to-face. And they also struggle with Zoom calls. So it's like, damn, I'm letting you see them face-to-face on Zoom, but you can't even do that right. Like, it'd be a whole lot some days. But, I mean, things have definitely changed. And, you know, we got to get used to the new norm. And, you know, my dumb ass still walking around smiling at people with a mask like they can see it. I had someone the other day. He was like, "I see you, Ma. I see you smiling. Thank you, boo. Ain't no one seen it behind this mask. Like, thank you. You saw that. Because my dumb ass be walking by smiling at folks and be like, oh, shit, bitch, they can't see you. Like, you got a whole fucking mask on.
Well, hold up. Pause for a second. Let's give a shout out to Miss Tyra Banks. You got to learn how to smile with your eyes, boo-boo. Smile with your eyes. many of us, not we all, we many of us have already been living a mass lifestyle. And that's including those that are inside the lifestyle. You know, you've been wearing many hats. Especially those that are in the lifestyle and maybe have family members that feel like they don't understand them, so they keep it from their loved ones, or you know, they like, this is not everybody's business. We got like 13 different Facebook pages, and one is lifestyle, one is for work, one is for home. Like, so we've already been dealing with the mass mentality, but now we have something physical that's prominent that you can see. It's tangible now. It's not just made up in our minds. No, this is tangible. This is real life. Like we said earlier, this is the norm. Having these masks on, this one little piece of cloth has made such a huge impact in our lives. This accessory, as you say now, this is as you would put on your watch every day or your earrings every day, or this is an accessory, but this is also an important staple, because without this piece of cloth, without this mask, you could put yourself in harm's way. You know, so it got me to thinking, this mask, this important mask, and knowing about COVID-19 pandemic being out there, and it's airborne, and it lands on stuff, and it takes hours for this thing to dissolve. How has this changed versus knowing that HIV and AIDS is out there, or chlamydia is out there, or syphilis is out there, herpes is out there. How has this been different than not wrapping it up for that? You've made it your business. You've literally made it your business to grab this piece of mask, this piece of cloth for most people, whether it be disposable or reusable. You grab this to cover your face, but yet you lack the remembrance, if you will. You lack the ideology to grab a condom to wrap it up. Both men or women, everybody's responsible for safe sex. That's all I'm saying. But it's crazy,
you know what,
how,
though,
you know. Go ahead.
It's amazing, though, because you still have people that are out here that don't want to wrap it up and act like they can't wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and my thing is like,
if it's wrapped up, right?
Yeah, like, nigga, I see you out here with a mask on. What the fuck are you talking about? Wrap your dick up. Like, I had to have a conversation with someone about that like a month ago, because I was like, yo, I don't do that. Like, no, you got to be my man. We got to be together for a minute, and we both got to get tested. I'm not going to sit up here and just allow you to come and fuck me, Ron. I don't know you like that. Like, bitch, no. And someone got mad because he was like, it just, they don't fit. Nigga, I can stick my foot inside of a condom. Don't tell me the shit don't fit.
Right, that part.
Just because you don't want to wear it don't mean shit. But you, you go out here and you cover your damn face when you got to. They got a sign posted that says, do not enter store without a mask. I got a sign called my mouth that says, do not enter pussy without a condom. You don't want to put on a condom? Guess you're not coming to the show.
I can't breathe. I got a condition. I got a condition that can't breathe. Like, they go ahead with these masks now. Let's not even get it, you know, messed up, because these people, you know, I'm not going to say Karen, people all across, not just the Karens, the male, the men, the black, the white, the purple, not everybody believes in that there's a such thing as COVID-19 or there's a pandemic out there. A lot of people did not believe that. Regardless of your belief, this has become your norm. This is mandated. You don't do this, then you're going to get a ticket. You know, this is part of our norm now, you know. The mentality, though, that I was talking, as a matter of fact, today I did an assessment. Today I did an assessment, and the lady asked me about a treatment that they have available right now. And I'm sidebarring right now because it really crossed my mind. I wanted just to bring it up. Have you heard of PrEP? And it's PrEP and
for PrEP. HIV? Yeah.
What? For
HIV?
Who? Oh, yes.
Are you talking about PrEP for HIV?
Yes. There's PrEP and there's PrEP.
Well, all I've heard of was PrEP, not the other one.
Well, and then there's the long exposure, and then there's the short exposure. So there's two different types. It's PrEP. PrEP is for those that are like emergency workers or somebody that was recently exposed. Maybe they had an injection or they was exposed to the HIV virus within 72 hours. They'll give you PrEP. Then there's PrEP. And PrEP is a provincial, both of them are provincial measures for HIV. But PrEP is if you're in a long-term relationship or if you experience risky behavior sexually and you may be exposed to the virus or, you know, you just want to be safe with it, even if you are in a relationship with somebody that is HIV positive, you don't know. You would take PrEP as a long-term prevention to help reduce your risk of becoming HIV positive yourself. So that's what it is. They're both pre-exposures. They're both, you know, beforehand. So I thought about this, and my question is, you can give me a pill to prevent it, but you can't give me a pill to cure it.
Girl, the question
right,
I got about that.
Some type of prevention there, medicine-wise. You just take this dose, and it should help reduce the factors of you catching the virus yourself. Even with the PrEP, you know, people that like any doctors or nurses and their glove happened to break and they were dealing with somebody that was HIV positive, they would be put on PrEP for about a month. I believe it's a pill. I don't know if it's an injection or pill. I think it's a pill. They take it for about a month and it's supposed to reduce the fact of them becoming HIV positive. So, it's probably a whole other show conversation about it. But it's PrEP and PrEP. If you clear to look it up and read up on it yourself. But I just thought about that. So there's PrEP. You know, those are the two basics. I mean, if you have HIV meds, but the meds more so are helping with the spread of it. I'm not going to get into it too deep because this could be a normal conversation. I'm not going to do that. But it was something they gave me an assessment and they asked me about it. And I was like, no, I never heard of it. I wish I had heard of it, but I said, no, I haven't heard of it. So she explained it. That's why I'm still fresh in my mind. But back to the mask thing. But, you know, we have to wear these masks. Okay, so I'm part of a lifestyle. I've been so for over a decade now. I started in my late 20s. I'm about to be 40. So, yeah, it's been over a decade. I also started hosting parties. And when I started hosting parties, I got into the habit of buying my condoms in bulk. I go online, I go to a trusted website, and I buy my condoms in bulk to get 200 lifestyle tuxedos for like $50. It's mailed to your house in an envelope. It's mailed to your house in an envelope, and I split those among me and my girlfriend. Even if I'm not hosting an event, that's what I do. You can get the Trojans as well, like that. I think it's like 36 for like $25, something like that. Amazon have a deal on them. It was 36 for like $14.99 on Amazon.
So just throwing that out there in case y'all looking to buy some.
Yeah, BJ's the wholesale place. They have 50 skin condoms, and they also have 50 Trojan party pack condoms for $15 too. So throwing that out there too.
All right, BJ, you go get me a BJ. Okay.
You know, before the party in February, if you need someone to go by, let me know, because I stopped by this time and I stopped by last time too. So yeah, I'll keep you in mind.
Yes. All right now. So you got Magnum. You got the Magnum XL. I've said this website before, and I still use it. It's called the Discount. CondomKing.com. You get your condoms like within a week. So, but they have they got 50 for $24.95, and they got the 90 condoms for $44. You know, so. And you get a good vibrating ring for your a vibrated cock ring with your first order. Maybe that entice somebody to go. And they have Trojans, Lifestyle, Rough Riders. They have a variety pack. They got the Durek. They got the Crown. They got the Cautionary. They got the Glow in the Dark. They got the flavored ones. They got Dental Dams and massage oils and lubricants. So, you know, that needs to be the site that we go to. But dated in 2020. Dating. Let's talk about that. Like, y'all know me. I'm an internet dater. I try to be, rather. So, what precautions, I've asked this, what precautions are one taking now in the dating of 2020? What precautions are one taking? Because you want to be intimate. Life is closed down. So, you know, the ones that you're trying to prevent, it really can't prevent. But, you know, a lot of people said they were not meeting new people. But dating just don't include the new people. It also includes already people that you have in your life. And if they're not married, then they're still just dating. Right?
Yeah.
So, what precaution one should take or are you taking, for that matter, Chante?
So, for myself, I will say, you know, I've been to two bigger events, and there, you know, we were really big on, hey, we're taking people's temperatures, people were wearing masks in common areas, you know, it was really left up to each person to make sure that they had accountability for themselves and for everyone else there. And those were two things that, you know, I kind of was a little bit riskier about, but it's been the only two things this whole pandemic that I've been risky about, the way that I look at it. But, I mean, I met up with someone and I did a BDSM scene with them. But with that, him and I both, it was probably about, like, April, May. Him and I both are essential employees. So we really weren't going out anywhere. We were just going to work, using PPE at work. So both of us were like, hey, it'd just be the two of us in a room. We can make this happen. I have had, like, I haven't had any people come over my house, because I just don't like people like that. But I have had a little boo that come over every now and then, you know, get me right, dig me down, and then go on about his way. But I make sure that he's using PPE and precautions and out there. And when I'm out, I'm always using stuff. Like, we got hand sanitizer all locked for days and years, I swear to God. And then I have, like, a little COVID bag that I have that has, like, extra gloves in it in case I need gloves for anything. It has hand sanitizer. It has wipes in there. It has stuff for me to push buttons with if I need to. And for me, because I'm very much so an ambivert, so I have introverted times a lot of times, but sometimes I have other times where it's like, I just got to be an extrovert. Like, I need to be around people. So for me, I've started doing more Zoom calls, more video chats, with different people just so I can get that social interaction that I'm not able to physically get.
Mm-hmm.
But PPEs are my biggest thing, you know, personal protective equipment. You got to have it, you know. And I don't go places that – I don't go to a lot of places. Like, I have been to sit down in a restaurant once since restaurants opened up. And that was because I met up with some. Yeah, our restaurants have been open for months. I will still go get – yeah, a lot of them in North Carolina are opening inside. I will still go get takeout. And so one time I actually did go and sit down because a guy friend of mine was like, hey, I just want to take you to lunch. Like, let's just go to lunch. And I was like, huh? And he was like, come on. I was like, you know what? I'll go. I'll meet you there. Okay, where are we meeting at? But even then I was like, okay, let me make sure I'm staying away from people. Let me make sure, you know, I have hand sanitizer right in my pocket. I have this, I have that. So, you know, I feel like some people, you know, we still got to get out. For mental health, you have to do what's best for your mental health. And sometimes that is, you know, getting out and doing something, even though you're like, hey, it may be a little bit riskier. But making sure you're as protected as you can while you're doing it.
Totally agree. I was sick in the first half, so I didn't do much. I was on quarantine. I was on self-quarantine for the first half of the pandemic. I didn't really start going out until about the end of June, beginning of July. But for the most part, like you said, you wear masks. I, too, went to my first hotel party, and we wore our mask in the common for the most part, or covered ourselves. I have hand sanitizer like on my bags. I got the kitchen sanitizer on all my purses. What else? You know, we encourage people. We had the what's that called? We had a temperature gun. I bought one for
mm-hmm.
home. So I did have a temperature gun. And you know, fortunately for my job, it's not open all the way, so I don't have really much interaction. And the ones I do have, they're at a distance, you know, to keep that 6-foot distance. I'm in my office, please don't come past the doorway, you know.
So
that social distance, 6 foot apart. But I definitely agree with you. I am not an essential worker, I'm just essential, that's it. So I didn't start work until July, August. And like I said, I'm not doing a full week. I'm doing 2 days at home and 3 days going to the actual office itself. So I keep my contact very limited. Like you said, the blue thing came over. Please stand and turn around. And you got your Lysol can and you spray them down.
Yes.
And they give you the really, yes, really, yes, wash your hands. Open up the door, go straight to the bathroom, wash your hands, you know. Yeah, so we got that covered, you know. And people are taking their own precautions as well when coming around. You know, let's keep kissing to a minimum. Let's give you the pound.
Yeah, and would you say that, like, when everything first started, I actually put up signs in my office, like, we have two office suites. I manage one of them. And technically, I do both of them, but I really don't care about the other one because I'm never there. But I went on the CDC website. I printed out stuff. I laminated it. I went to the extent of even printing out the proper hand washing ways and put it next to every single sink. We have a cleaning crew that comes in and cleans, but they don't clean to the extent that I feel like we needed the office cleaned. So I put up signs throughout the office that were like, you can come in here to use this space. You have to clean and sanitize it before you use it, and you have to clean and sanitize it afterwards. If I find out that you didn't, you ain't coming back in this damn office. And I had told all my staff that there's a sign, there's a big pink sign when you walk to the office door, the front and the back one that says, immediately once you get in this office, go wash your hands. So, you know, it's in, you know, people got to do what's best for them, but I feel like the more that we have signs up and visual representation that, hey, this is what you should be doing, especially when it comes to my office, like, there's no reason for it, especially because I done, you know, I'm a little more blunt with people, so I done cussed out a couple of my staff, because I'm like, bitch, the only reason you turned the water back on to finish washing your hands is because I walked in the kitchen. Don't do that shit. Wash your hands the right way. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's all I got from that statement, guys.
And I will be honest, sometimes I do. Trust me, sometimes I be at work and I be like, ooh, my bad, yo. My bad. And my staff, my staff look at me a lot of times and they go, we know your ass is crazy. And I be like, my bad, it just slipped out. But yeah, I am, like, I have to warn my staff. When I hire staff, I have to warn them, sidebar, but I have to warn them, and I'll be like, if cussing offends you, let me know as soon as possible, because I cuss like a sailor. Like, you got to let me know. If you tell me it offends you, I will cut it down. But if you don't tell me it offends you, oh, I'm going to keep cussing until someone comes around, and I'm like, ooh, you probably shouldn't cuss in front of them.
I've been trying not to cuss as much as I can, but I cuss like a sailor, too. I'm like, sorry, baby. I'll be saying it. Yeah, that motherfucker. Oh, sorry, baby. And that fucking bitch. Oh, sorry, baby. They're like, really? Really, crush? Really? Yeah, sorry, baby.
That's what my sister said. She'd be like, Shantae, you see them. My bad. I be forgetting they here.
I was dead ass on the kitchen. I feel like, yeah, that motherfucker, oops, sorry, baby. You stare dead ass on, looking dead in the eyes and everything, and I still do it. I don't feel purpose. Sorry, parents. I'm single and the kids can't blame me. It's forced to have it. It's forced to have it. Sorry. That's like a sailor. Mm-hmm. I do cuss a lot. I shouldn't be cussing. Not really, like, according to who, fuck that shit.
I know, like, my thing is this, if you ain't a lady, what the fuck is a lady like?
Mm-hmm.
I asked someone that the other day, I've been betting with this Dom, and the Dom, you know, I cuss like a sailor, I cuss like this all the time. So me and the Dom were talking, and I said a bunch of cuss words together, and he was like, you know that if I become your Dom, we're going to have to work on your mouth. What we gotta work on with my mouth? My mouth is perfect for the mind. And he was like, Shantae, I only deal with ladies. And because I cuss, it makes me not a lady? Like, I don't understand what you're saying with that statement. You know, sometimes you just gotta use cuss words in a statement to drive the point home. Sometimes people don't hear you if you don't use a cuss word and throw something in every now and then. So you trying to tell me that I'm not ladylike? And he was like, I'm not getting into this with you because you about to be a whole lot. Like, you just busting
exactly.
Right now, so I'm going to just let you have it.
Ooh, you want to have a conversation, fam? Hey, oh, let me tell y'all. My ex-boyfriend hit me up over the weekend, told me how he loves me now, and he wanted to get back together. And what I think about that, I said, I don't know what to tell you because, you hurt my feelings a little bit. You told me I wasn't feminine enough. Oh, but now, you know, because of Facebook, you know, when I posted on Facebook, I'm all types of feminine now. You know. I said nope. And I did. And as a matter of fact, this was Friday because I went to work and I went to work in sneakers, jeans, and a tee. It was Friday this happened. Because as he's telling me and he's telling me this and he's texting me this, and he's talking, I'm looking at my attire, and I'm like, nope, I didn't have on no dress. No, I didn't have on no stocking. No, my nails always stay big. But at the time I was dating him, I probably did not get my nails done. But, you know, for the most part, everything that you see done, I do. I wasn't asking you for anything. Not one time I've ever asked a man to get my nails done. I never asked him to get my, and meant it. I'm going to say that. I'm not going to say I never done it. I never done it and meant it. Like, I'm going to die if you don't get it done, or it's not going to get done if you don't get it done.
Mm-hmm.
I take care of myself. Like, who, what? But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, he says that to me. He said I wasn't feminine enough back then. I'm like, so what makes you think I'm feminine enough now? Like, he's like, oh, I've seen that you changed. Yeah, I've changed, but have you changed? Do you still feel that same way? Do you still have that same mentality? Because if you do, then no, we can't really be together. It ain't going to work. Oh, well, I don't know. It was just, okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. We'll try something, but it was one of those conversations.
Eventually, honey, quit giving them the benefit of doubt, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a benefit of the doubt, but, you know, let me see. Let me see. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it a buck. I just missed the penis.
What?
I just missed the penis.
Oh, Lord.
This may not turn out as we expected to. I hope it ain't to this show. anyway, here's another question. Dating in 2020. I've seen this happen a lot. You know, I've read about this happening a lot. Guys hit her up because she can't do nothing but respond now because they're quarantined.
But you know, I forget to respond. Like, even if I want to respond, I'd be forgetting to respond. I don't try to be inconsistent, but you gotta be real consistent with me for me to be like, oh shit, let me go check this message. Did I respond back?
I'm like that too. I don't be intentionally be forgetting, but I'll see something. I'm like, okay, I'm going to hit that up later. And it's never a good time. It's never a good time. I know exactly what you mean. It's never a fucking good time for me.
Okay,
so I was on my page, my Fancy Dancy page here, and I saw a couple of things out there. First of all, I said this. I asked this. I didn't say this. I asked this. And, you know, people responded. I said, during the pandemic and dating, what precautions have you implemented with meeting new people? So, and then I just shared it with all my buddies and stuff. So, somebody said spray their ass down with Lysol and keep sanitizer in hand. Another person said he is not doing it. He is not meeting new people per se. Oh, is that even possible?
Say that one more time.
He's not meeting new people.
I think it is possible. I think that it's possible that you are meeting, like, you're coming in contact with these random new people out and about, but you're not actually meeting new people face to face. Yeah, like you're not meeting up with someone face to face. Like you may talk to them on Facebook Messenger, or Zoom, or Skype or something, you know, Duo, but you're not actually seeing them face to face.
What else? I got somebody that says they're not doing it. He said right now, I'm just a lonely single man watching more TV than ever.
Aww. He needed to join a Skype call.
Staying hibernated. I guess this one said he's staying hibernated. So I guess he's just sleeping life away.
He's been busy. Staying hidden away from everyone else.
Yeah, just sleeping life away. A lot of people said they're not into meeting new people. I was like, I understand that. Somebody said, what's dating?
I mean, to be honest, huh? Though, like, you know, dating in 2020, well, dating in 2019 was already crazy. And then to throw COVID in it, like, and my thing is this, like, now is the perfect time for people that want to date to step up. There's a lot of cute ways that you can do date night. Like, there's apps that you can watch a movie with someone with. Or you guys can both watch a TV show at the same time on the phone with each other on a video chat, you know? Send her some money so she can go pick up some snacks. So y'all say, hey, we're going to have a date night. We both going to go get food. We're going to be back at this time. And we're going to look at each other in this damn phone and eat and talk. There's so many cute ways to date right now. But people, you know, dating was already crazy as hell.
I'm going to sleep.
You said you can't do it.
I can't do it. I passed out. Crush. I can't see it now. Somebody's over there.
Hey, you know what?
Crush.
If this is how I feel, like, one of the little boos I was talking to, me and him used to do, like, a date night. And it'd be like, okay, we're both going to go get food. We'll come back. Like, we'll have drinks together with each other, all this stuff. Girl, the amount of times I done fell asleep on that nigga and I wake up the next morning, I'll be like, did I fall asleep on you? What time did you hang up? And I'll be like, my bad. I'm going to stay up next time. And he'd be like, it's fine. My ass be falling the fuck asleep real quick.
Right, that part. So I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about this. Like, really, like, I would be with mine. Also, here's what I believe is my story, and I'm taking it to me. COVID-19 is Divine Punishment by Michael Jackson. That's what I'm saying.
Really?
Yes.
I'm done with you.
Wow.
So done.
Wow. It is what it is. You know, if you want to join the conversation, you sure can. Give us a call at 515-602-9725. That's 515-602-9725. Big shout out to everybody that want to have a conversation doing a live show. Like, I'll be live and they want to have a whole conversation with me instead of just calling up. It's free. Call me up.
Watch, they about to mess you next and be like, why you got to be like that? I ain't coming on the show.
Listen, speaking of Titty Tuesday, the worst is when your titty itches and scratch it and it turns into rubs, and now you walk around with one hard nipple.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And you get that one hard nipple because, you know, scratched it, and then you start rubbing it, and you're soothing it, and it just feels good. And then by the time you realize you're touching yourself and inappropriately, you're like, oh, stop. Now you walk around one hard nipple.
Hey, at least that's your only issue. You know, I don't wear a bra. You can clearly see that my nipple's up here. And I still don't wear a bra a lot of times. What can I say?
If you are or have ever been married, I just want to say this. I admire your leap of faith. You got to admire somebody that's willing to sit up there and make that kind of commitment to somebody. I've been fat all my life. I can't even commit to a diet, let alone tell somebody I'm going to be with them for the rest of my life. You know, like, I know it's just, you know, a piece of paper for some people. But no, for you to sit up there and tell this person or convince this person that you want to be with them for the rest of your life, for the rest of y'all lives, forever, ever. And this is exciting to you. You are excited. You have made the holy grail. This is what your ultimate goal for most people is their ultimate goal in marriage. When it comes to relationships, so for you to even be able to take it that far, my goodness. Like, that deserves a round of applause, but I got no applause for you, so you just got to pick my good old people face.
And, I mean, I'm with you there, because I'll be honest, some people know the story, but the reason that I actually have locks is because I always considered locks a marriage. It's a commitment to your hair. It is, okay? And I used to be like, man, I can't get locks. I'm not that committed. Like, I like to switch shit up. And then one day I was like, well, damn, bitch. If you want to get married, how the fuck you not going to marry yourself? Because I considered locks of marriage to myself with my hair. I was like, how you not going to marry yourself if you want someone else to marry your ass? Then I got my damn locks.
I definitely agree. That is a commitment. Nope. Locks are not for me. Braids are barely for me. So... I went to a loctician. He looked me up and down. He said, you're not ready. He told me to leave.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I went to a loctician. My roommate did it. She went 2 years ago. She still got a man, so she's doing good. But
okay.
I like switching it up. You know? I don't know. I like switching it up. I got here. Now. Look, I got here. Now, but I didn't switch up. I shaved my hair off. I was committed to that part. I walked around with the baldy. Like, I had a low fade.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I have a teeny, tiny afro. I had that. So I got it now, but I prefer to just keep it done. Get up. Oh. So... I need to get your opinion on this because...
Okay, what's up?
I'm guilty. I'm guilty by association. I'm guilty. No, I'm guilty. Honestly, I'm guilty of doing this. But I posted something. If someone is really into you, you don't have to keep begging them for a text, a call, or the same time. They'll do it if you're a priority. I am guilty of not texting back. Or call back or not picking up the phone. I'm guilty of that. But I do believe I'm only guilty because they're not a priority. Like, I'm skeptical about it. So, what do you think? Is it true or false?
So,
in your opinion,
I'm very guilty of that. And it's not to me, it's not that they're not a priority. It's not that I'm not, well, okay, it is that they're not a priority. But it's not that I'm not interested. You know, with me, it's like, I like to tell people this is kind of how my life works. I got ADHD. I be going to do something. Like, I can get up right now and walk my ass right in the kitchen, and it's five steps away. By the time I get in there, I'm going to be like, what the fuck did I come in the kitchen for? And so, you know, my mind be operating like, oh, I'm going to do this squirrel. Oh, you need to do this. Look at that baby panda. I need to do this butterfly. Like, do you know how much stuff goes through my head in the span of, like, 5 minutes? A girl be forgetting, like, charge it to my head, not my heart, because, like, and I had a conversation with a dude last night. He was like, yo, I really love your energy. I really dig you. I really want to talk to you. Okay, well, you need to start hitting me up more. And he was like, I've hit you up 5 days and you didn't respond. Well, maybe you should have hit me up twice in one day. I mean, clearly I didn't see the message the first time you sent it. Like, I don't know what you want me to tell you. If you're that concerned, send another one. Hell, if you're that concerned when your ass is responding to me in these damn groups, be like, Shantae, check your inbox. I'd be like, okay. But, I mean, I definitely think that, you know, people make time for what they truly want to. It's just giving, you know. People make time for what they want to. When it comes to me, I completely make time for what I want to, but I also make time for consistency. And if someone else is willing to keep it consistent with me, then I'll make time for it. But I also feel like there's a lot of guys out here that want this consistent-ass energy from you just because they want to get your pussy, and I don't need that. If you just want to fuck, just tell me you want to fuck. I might just want to fuck, too. Like, I don't need you talking to me every day, all day, and all you want is my cookie. Like, if I like you, you can have it, maybe. But, yeah. But I do think, you know, I'm very guilty of it, so I do think it's a very truthful thing. But it's also, you know, sometimes life just happens. Like, especially depending on the mode of communication. If I only talk to someone on Facebook Messenger, do you know how many chat groups I'm in? Do you know how many people are sending me messages? I mean, hell, with my mentor alone, I think I'm in 10 different groups of hers just with her alone. Mm-hmm. There's a good chance if you send me a message at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm not awake, it's not at the top of my list of things that I'm looking at when I go back in. But, you know, if you're special enough to have my cell phone number and you choose to only message me on Messenger when you ask to message me on my cell phone, that, you know, I don't feel like I should be to blame for not getting in touch with you because you had a different means of communication and you chose to use the shittier one. How is that my fault?
I understand.
Yeah, that's just my two cents.
Well, first of all, I agree with you 13%, but even if they text me, I still don't respond. Like, I got to figure out who you are and all that other stuff. It's not like a lot of work. But that happened with me and the guy from Philly that stood me up. He would tell me that, you know, I've been trying so hard to get your attention. I responded to all your posts, or I'm liking all your posts, and I'm sending you messages, and I just wanted to talk to you, and if I like your picture, like, he's like, oh, I should have just got it. I'm like, who, me? You want me to just get it? I'm like, dude, I'm considering myself a certified thirst trap. Like, I post pictures just for that purpose, so when you hit me up, you know what I mean? Like, when you're hitting me up and you're saying what's good, how you doing, I'm putting you through a whole lot of different type of tests. Just
to see
if that is, you know, if that's even doable, you know. But both times, he says, he's been chasing me. You know, he said, I've been chasing you.
I've been chasing you for a minute. I've been crushing on you for a minute. This is the stuff I'm literally reading out of the box. And so this is what he said to me the first time. He's like, oh, okay, so what do I need to send for you, or should I come to you? That was his first question. I just, like, it's just been bad times.
What?
He's like, I've been chasing you. Right, he's like, he's just been chasing me for a while. He's been chasing me for a while now. And I was like, I'm sorry, it's just bad timing. You know, cause sometimes you get, you know, when you going to make some time for us? I said, I don't know. He's a damn. And why is that, love? I've been chasing you for a while. I said, oh, it's just been bad timing. He said, okay, so what do I need to do? Send for you, or should I come to you? I said, where are you? He said, I'm in Philly. I said, okay. So you tell me. I've been crushing on your chocolate sexy ass for a minute. This is literally coming from out of my book. With your pretty ass. See, love, I've been chasing you for a minute because I posted something. As he told it to me, I'm posting on, you know, my pictures. And I was like, all right, I see you. Can I spend the weekend with you? I said, not this weekend, maybe next weekend. Are you going to the event? This is, the, you know, before D. And he's like, yeah, I'm going there. And then he sent me a voice message. I'm like, oh, you got a sexy voice. And he's
okay.
Like, I'll sit for you for the day. This is what he said. I'll sit for you for the day. He gave his number. I said, I'm at work, but I'll call you later. I ain't call him later. What happened was.
Lord Jesus.
What happened was, I was at work, and then I forgot. But.
But that, I mean, that's how, like, life happens.
Yeah, like, just, I got a little busy, that's all. And then I was like, you know, I'll fall back. I'll let you do you. No, what's up? What's good? What's popping? No, I want to be with you. I'm like, listen, you ain't got to feed me. And then his excuse was he didn't think I was legit. He didn't think I was real. Most women say they're going to do this, but they don't do that. But I'm not most women. That's where you messed up at. That's where the issue came in, that you put me in the category when I'm trying not to put you in that category. But you deserve to be in that category because, like my first gut told me, he belongs in that category. When you have to point out that you was looking for me and continuously point that out, yeah, this ain't going to work out.
Yeah.
No. It is what it is, though. It is what it is. Definitely a true, though. I do make time. Okay. 515-602-9725. You can join the conversation anytime. You want to just call up, press one, and join the conversation. And if you're listening to this broadcast after the fact, please note that I am single.
Yes.
And these may not happen all at the same time. These may happen at different times. You know. These may happen at different times. Max, go get your ring. Get off my bed.
You know them babies ain't going nowhere.
One be at the top, one be at the bottom, and I'll be in the middle. That's how we sleep. For some reason, Mushy likes to lay behind me. And I'm like, Mushy, you can't lay behind me because I feel like I'm going to roll over and squish her. Those are my two flaws that I can only think of. Those are the two flaws that I've only had complaints about, which is the fact that, well, it's three altogether, but it's two. The two main ones, the fact that I have cats and the fact that I snore. Bitch, I can't control that part.
Yeah, I can't, you know, this is the nostril I was born with. These are the ab noise I have. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you really ain't got too much control over that one.
Right, what you hear is what you get.
What you hear, but I mean, I don't know. I heard someone snoring the other night, and I was like, yo, I can't do it. Like, I've never heard anything that bad.
Well, I'm home.
I'm cool with snoring. You know, most of the people that I cuddle with typically snore. But this snoring was a little over the top for me. I've never experienced anything quite like it, Crush.
That's me.
I don't know. This, you know, now, this one was over the top.
Definitely. From what I've been told, I don't know. From what I've been told, I won't lose out. From what I've been told, I can say I am. I'm asleep, so I don't know.
Yeah.
You know. Don't charge it. Charge it to the game, I guess.
Yeah.
But, shout out to that situation. Shout out to that situation. And then there's this one guy who just, hey, how you doing? I'm good. How are you? I'm good. And then that's the end of the conversation. So asking what am I doing?
I cannot stand conversations like that, and it pisses me off.
Asking what am I doing, and I don't be wanting to be rude about it, so I don't respond, and then that's the end of the conversation. Like, he'll just keep hitting me up, hey, and I'm not responding. He'll just keep, every now and then I'll say, hey, how are you? I'm okay. And he'll ask me again, what you doing? And then I stop responding. Right.
My thing is, like, yo, if you want to be all up in my inbox, have some stuff like, talk to me about something. Like, don't just be sitting here like, dude who told me last night he wanted to get notes. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, I've been asking some good questions. I said, I'm done asking them questions. Mm-hmm. You want to get to know me, you put forth an effort. I'm done. But don't be in my inbox or text me talking about some, hey, how you doing? Hey, what you doing? How you doing? Hey, do you not know how to call the conversation?
So you don't know how to hold a conversation,
I'm not the one for you to be talking to.
But see, there's a thing, you know, a lot of guys say they don't know.
Like, a lot of guys tell me they don't know that they're interested, but I intimidate them somehow. Somehow, I don't know how, but they seem intimidated by me. But I'm such a girly, cutesy girl. Like, I don't want to initiate shit. I'm that woman. I don't want to initiate because if I feel like I have to initiate it, what I need you for? Like, I may sound harsh.
I said, I understand it, though. It does sound harsh to a lot of people, but the thing is this, you know, sometimes we like to be caught. We don't like to have to do catching and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, catch up. Show us that you want us. We shouldn't always have to be the one to be like, hey, I'm interested. Don't be intimidated.
I'm that woman. I'm going to tell you I'm interested in you, and I done psyched myself up to be interested in you. And then as soon as you show interest, they're not longer interested back. And I'm like, well, shit, that was just a waste of time. Like, it was just like, it was so bittersweet. I feel like I got bittersweet relationship. So bittersweet.
So then now, getting to the point where I don't even want to be fucked with. Like, I don't want to bother with you. Oh, my God, you hit me up. Oh, my God, I don't want to do that. I don't want to talk to her. Oh, my God. Like, I'm at that point now. I don't want to fuck with you.
And it be like that sometimes. Like, it just do.
Yep. Anyway. Back to our mask identity. Do anybody be mouthing people off with their mask on?
Anybody what?
Like, mouthing people off.
Oh,
like,
I know.
You got these masks on, they can't read your lips, so you be saying fuck you, all types of shit to them. You just be worried.
No, I said that thinking in my head, because I'll say it out my mouth.
Yes. You know, now you can't, I ain't got to say anything directly, I can just word it. You got to learn how to talk. You know what you got to learn, though, with the new mask I did? You got to learn body language.
So, being in the field that I'm in, I've dealt with body language for a while, but I can definitely say now is the perfect time for people to learn it. Because otherwise, mm-hmm. people, you know, there's a lot you can pick up on by body language. And some people just miss that part of it.
Yeah. I got things going on. Okay, so the new mask identity, the Lysol, I just spent $24 on two tubs of Clorox wipes. One for the house, one for work.
Really?
I got the two cans of Lysol, spent another $20 for that. Like, yeah. Stuff that used to be $4.99 turned out to be $14.99 now. So yeah, that part.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Everybody has their own way of dealing with this pandemic, for the most part. My thing was when it first started we first had to wear masks. My bridge of my nose, when I used to put these masks on, for some reason, when I went outside, it just felt like my face was tingling. Like, I could feel stuff crawling on my face. And it was like, oh, it's 5G network.
Wow.
I don't feel it now, but that was like the whole conspiracy theory thing. The 5G network was out. And there was a
lot of conspiracy about that.
Those are the microwaves I feel on my face.
Oh, Lord.
When we first started. But I really could not, it was a psychological thing because I couldn't go outside without feeling that way. Now it's second nature. You go out, I keep a mask in my purses, a mask in my jacket pocket, just in case I forget it. I got a backup mask.
Yeah,
I
keep them in my car.
Right.
My car, my purse.
I got a mask in my desk. I got two masks in my purse. One be in my jacket pocket, zipped up, and everything.
Oh, I got a bunch.
But somehow, some way, I still forget my mask.
It's because you're too prepared. You know, they say there is something that's being too prepared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, if God asks me, what are you doing? Where you at? Where you doing? Where you at? Why are you coming through? Like, why are you asking me
where I'm at? Yeah, like, no, have a conversation, my dude.
Like, what God didn't say, let's get up and have some coffee or something, like. I don't think we want this in a relationship. I can't. I'm not built for it. I'm not psychologically built for a long distance relationship.
Really?
Seems like a lot of work going into that. Yeah. I'm not creative enough. I'm like, if they
the one thing I'm trying to get in, it's not working, though.
I'm like, if you live in the same borough as me and you're cheating, what makes you think that you don't live 30 miles away from me and still got a whole wife and kid or whatever at home? Like,
yeah, that is true. That is
true. Away from you and got a whole wife. You seen the message I sent on my Facebook page, right? The guy said, oh, I have a whole wife at home. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
What? I'm married. You're married, but I asked you what you mean. And you said no.
People kill me with that, because I'm like, just be honest. Like, there's no reason to not be honest. Just be honest.
There's a reason. They're not going to get it. I'm not going to get it. If I'm honest, she's not going to give it to me. You're 100% right. And this guy tried to convince me, too. That's the thing. Silly guy convinced me. He said, no, there's nobody else. Okay, granted, there's nobody else. Oh, and his defense, he was like, oh, I get pussy, so it's not about a pussy thing. Okay. Yeah, what is this really about then? Oh, I just want to
know you, girl. You lied.
Stop your butt. Eh. But anyway, I got a pimple on my nose. It hurt.
You have what?
A pimple on my nose, and it hurt.
That's not good.
You know, so called period pimples. They made that up. They made that period pimple up.
Do you really think they did?
PMS. Huh?
Do you really think it's made up?
No, because it should hurt. But that's what they call it, the period pimple. Either on the chin, on the inside of your nose, or underneath your nose, so when you go rub your nose, that should hurt. Make a tear for your eye. Oh, that
needs to work.
Taken down by a pimple. I cried 14 years as soon as you hit that pimple. You rub your nose, it's a little bit too hard. You say, boo-hoo.
That's exactly how that shit goes, too.
That long tear coming down your you were trying to hold it back. You were trying to hold it back. No, stop. It is what it is.
That is so true.
I still got this edible pop that I got from the
Oh, girl, I still got some Pixie Sticks. They are awesome. And I didn't have some more edible since then. That's a bad thing.
Oh, no, I didn't have anything since then. I took the little jelly. She had a little candy, the gummies. The V-shaped gummies. I had some of those yesterday. I had two. Actually, back to back. Man, I was high. I was dizzy. I was everything at one time.
Girl, it'd be awesome some days, so you need that.
I couldn't think of why I feel this way. Now, I thought about it this morning. I said, oh, I did have that. Just yesterday, like, didn't I? And I don't feel all types of ways. Mm-hmm.
Girl, it's like
I can't fucking be dumb. I can't give these away or something.
Not give them away. Send them to me. I'll take them.
You're gonna get me a
don't give away these dummies.
Mm-hmm. Some gummy bears. I got some gummy bears. I know. That's what's up. So it looked like we're at the end of our rope here. Any last words, any final words, any shout out, any announcements? Any church announcements for Shantae?
no church announcements this week. Oh, that's hilarious.
Nothing going down this week. Well, we do this again next week on 27th. The 27th is the 3rd. I don't think we're doing a show on the 10th because I'll be coming back from Chicago on the 10th. So I don't think we're going to do a show on the 10th. And we'll be back the 17th and then the 14th, the 24th before Thanksgiving. But we still got a couple more shows to do thus far. What's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, actually 10. We got 10 more shows before the new year.
Yes!
We got 10 more shows before 2021 comes, and 2021, everything resets, right? In 2021, everything resets. So,
yes.
Yeah, we got a few more.
I hope so.
We got a few more shows to go. So, we did the mask identity thing. If you ever want to just comment or share your thoughts with us after the show, you sure can. We have a group on Facebook. So, yeah, there is an official group on Facebook. I'm just never in there. Like, I support for me, but it's called Not On Purpose. So go to facebook.com/group/notonpurpose, and you can always just leave a comment, tag me in it. If you see the flyer for the show, you can leave a comment under the flyer for the show. Sometimes I throw questions out there. I'll share things out there. By all means, if you can, just tag me in it. You know, fresh. I missed the show, but this is what I got to say. And we'll read it right here live on the next show. You know, so we value everybody's input. Also, any donations are welcome. Food, drinks, turkeys, vegetables, paper goods, monetary, volunteers. If you're in the New York City area, November 21st, we can do a pre-Thanksgiving food giveaway for my community in Brooklyn, New York. My neighbor, Luana, she hosts it every year. This is her fifth year doing it. So it's the Big Five. It's called Food in the Streets. And she's looking for donations of food, money. She got Cash App. You can go on Facebook and check it out as well. You can give her a call. Her number's up on Facebook as well. I save it on my page. She's still trying to raise money to get more supplies. And it's a real nice event. A DJ comes out, he plays, and we got like a bunch of food that's donated, from rice and beans to turkey, ham,
okay,
the types of rice, and it's a real nice turnout. So definitely, if you want to come by, we got juice and sodas. They have cakes and all types of desserts and stuff like that. So if you would like to be a part of that, if you're in the New York City area, or if you'd like to learn more about it, by all means, go on Facebook, type in Feed in the Streets, and you can learn how to donate to that. So still looking for some support with that. I've already donated about $50 myself, because I've been part of it. I'm there. So far, I'm down for four out of 5 years I've been participating with her. Serving food. David caught me on the news with a big fat face on the local.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, everybody just line up, because it was at the end. You know, it goes on to the afternoon. We start like at noon, and it go on all the way to the afternoon. And she's like, everybody just line up. You know, people that came got their plate. So we're basically practically closing up shop. And they came all late. And the weather camera was set up. I just turned around. Like, I gave my apron to somebody else. And I turned around. I started making a plate. And they kept running it. I'm like, really just going to run my whole fat face on the side here? You just going to rerun it like that? Rerun it like that? You just going to keep rerunning there like that? Yeah, but it's called Feed in the Streets. if you get a chance and you want to learn more about it, definitely check that out. So those are the links we're promoting tonight. Free of charge, of course. Fear Street, discountcondomking.com. And you said something else. Did you say something else, Shante?
Oh, BJ.
You
yeah,
said
the whole store.
You can find your safety PPE at. Mask,
yeah.
All that other stuff. So I started creating for Crush Creation, my brand. You know, I started creating these safety packs that I actually put together and I sell them at work for $5. And they got a disposable glove, disposable mask, sanitary hand sanitizer wipes, and a little packet of lotion. I put in my little
baggie,
put my logo on it. Yeah, $5. They were trying to get, you know, Grocery, look at the mask. Yeah, sure, $1. So what, I'm only paying $15 for a box of 50. I still need that dollar.
It doesn't matter. You need it.
Yeah,
I got it.
So what? I want to come up right now. PPE is big business right now. So,
yeah.
Join us next week, the 27th. I want to give a shout out to all my Scorpios because Scorpio season is only 2 days away. Yes, the first weekend of Scorpio season is this weekend. I'm going to party up, because we have my zodiac A. I know you kids.
Oh, Lord. Huh? Oh, Lord. I said, oh, Lord.
I got me some exclusive rockers. I got me some frozen strawberries. We're about to make some cocktails. I got my blender on deck. Make me some slushy cocktails.
You better go ahead and do it, yes.
Make me a slushy crushy.
Oh, Lord. That's
a
catchy name, though.
Huh?
That's an awesome name, though. Slushy crushy.
Yeah, slushy crushy. Think of it as a frozen Long Island iced tea. but that's definitely it. Be back, same back channel, same back time. Same location right here on Not On Purpose Talk Radio, October 27th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We shall be right here. Right here, right here. I know. I didn't get the topic for next week yet. Hey, if there's something I want to talk about, y'all can do that too. Just hit the inbox. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know. Crush, I got a topic. This is what you should talk about on your show. And we'll probably talk about it. I need some parents as well, some parents out there. I got a few topics that I would like to throw out at the parents. But I'm not a parent, so I would like a parent that's a co-host. You know, just so we have those.
Yeah,
because
I'm not a parent either.
Right, so we need to find us a parent that we can throw on the show. Also, we need to hit up our girl or your mentor or somebody that can help us out with parent topics. See if they'll be willing to come on the show for a couple of minutes to talk about some of the stuff that I know we want to talk about. This means that it's a professional aspect of it. I've never done it.
Okay,
something that I've never done. Huh?
I said yes. I'm excited.
Yeah, I don't want to speak on nothing I haven't done, so I need somebody that's been there, done that, and know the in and out and workings of that. And we'll definitely have to work that out. We got 10 more shows to do, so we're definitely going to bring out some nice shows. So far, so good. You know, I think I like the last three topics we had so far.
Yes.
So far, so good. We're being consistent. Shout out to us. Yay. We're being consistent.
Yeah.
Three shows in. 3 out of 13 so far. Once again, enjoy the week. Enjoy the weekend. all my Scorpios turn the fuck up. Happy birthday to everybody that had a birthday in Libra season. Whatever, fuck y'all. It's Scorpio season now.
Lord Jesus.
And that part. two more shows, and I'm 40 after two more shows.
And yeah,
someone wants to know, and I'll be 40. I'm going to shout out to your peppermint patty. It still tastes the same. Sweetest.
I'm done with you.
All right, bye.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.